proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible program. We continue looking at the final song of Moses contained in the 32nd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Moses exclaimed that the Lord shall judge his people. Throughout the Bible, we learn that God is the being to whom everyone, Jew and Gentile alike, must render a personal account. But there could be more in that statement made by Moses. The Hebrew verb translated as judge, the word din, could refer to serving as an advocate in the judicial sense, an advocate for something or someone. In Proverbs 31, for example, King Lemuel's mother exhorted him, quote, "Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead," the word din, "plead the cause of the poor and the needy," unquote. Moses also said that God would, quote, "repent himself for his servants," unquote. In most cases, the word repent indicates to a change of mind or attitude on the part of some sinner. Yet, when applied to God, the concept of repentance does not denote a change of heart, much less a change in attitude. As Balaam observed in Numbers chapter 23, quote, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent," unquote. What then does the word repentance mean with reference to God? It indicates that God chooses to depart from undertaking an intended course of action. And sometimes he will do so due to changed circumstances. For example, God postponed his imminent judgment on the city of Nineveh in the book of Jonah as a result of the repentance manifested by the Ninevites when they heard Jonah's message. On several occasions, God purposed to destroy the Jewish nation, yet refrained from doing so. He did not thereby change his character or his intent for the Jewish people. He merely changed his plan that he would execute at that time. Moses stated that God would intervene on behalf of his people, quote, "when he seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left," unquote. When that happens, Moses continued, God will ask, quote, "where are their gods, their rock in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you and be your protection," unquote. In Jeremiah chapter 2, God further described the futility of abandoning him to worship idols. He said, quote, "my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water," unquote. False gods, when they fail to deliver their worshippers, will cause the latter, their worshippers, perhaps to perceive the foolishness of the misguided adoration. God challenges people in Deuteronomy 32 to, quote, "see now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God that is with me," unquote. God gave specific examples of some things that he alone could do. He said, quote, "I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal," unquote. That means that God alone possesses the power to give life and to have it end. That God alone possesses the capability to either inflict a wound or to heal it. God added that neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. No one can thwart God when he determines to execute his judgments on sinners. Or, as King Nebuchadnezzar put it in Daniel chapter 4, quote, "none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou?" This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.